Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, Loophole's being mean to Phillip Rivers on the text line. A lot of shut up, B. 9654.
Shut up, bitch.
9654 says Phillip Rivers sucks. Not worried at all about Phillip Rivers. 3695.
I remember you said that.
Says can't wait till JJ breaks that guy's leg. Good Lord, five weeks from the season. The venom is getting ugly here on Sports Radio 610. I need some spirituality in my life. Give me some music.
Come to the right
Biggie.
Place.
Give me some music, please. I need to cleanse my system with some of this hate. 0007. I hope T.Y. Hilton and Phillip Rivers bump into each other and have concussions. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
They're loving their Texans, man.
Let's get spiritual. Go to NRG, live to training camp. No DeAndre Hopkins, but have no fear. Brandon Cooks is here. Buddies with Jack Easterby. Been on four different teams.
Served him.
Been on four different squads. You got to quit saying that.
He said it.
He's been I'm on a the people Saints. Person.
He said he served him.
He's been on the Patriots. He's been on the Rams. So he's been on a lot of good teams. He's played with some very good quarterbacks. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Jared Goff. Now he's with Deshaun Watson. Brandon Cooks, finally in H-Town. Mr. Cooks, please, please, please cleanse the soul of the loopholes. They really need it 5 weeks away from the season. How does it feel to be in H-Town, Brandon?
It's great to be in the building, going through walkthroughs and being able to watch film together and understand what he's looking for and what he likes. So I think we've also been doing a great job of that as a group.
How would you compare kind of where you're at with him right now versus where you've been at this stage in a normal season with some of the other quarterbacks that you've played with during this kind of adjustment?
Well, I think this is the first time we're dealing with off season like this. So I don't think, comparing would be fair. I think we just did a great job of getting together when we can. We had to make sacrifices. A lot of the stuff that was going on and understanding that, we were limited, so I don't think it's fair enough to say or to compare to past off season.
Mark Berman.
Hey Brandon, in your short time or you've been here short time you've been here.
Mark, where's your camera at, Mark? What's going on? You're not on?
Well, here, brother. Better? There you go. What's going on?
How you doing?
What did you want to find out about Deshaun maybe in your first few times working with him? What have you found out? What are some things you can share there that maybe you didn't know that you wanted to find out?
I think it was more so, watching film and just, getting in person. Like, man, this guy throws a beautiful deep ball on the film. But is it like that, in real life? And, that was definitely the case. It's so effortless. His talent is out of this world. It's, when he's throwing the ball, it just seems like it's so easy. So to be able to match that up with watching film was incredible to see in person.
2 years ago when you guys went to the Super Bowl, David Johnson played both games against the Rams. And I know you weren't going against him, but he had almost 1,400 yards receiving and rushing and 10 touchdowns. What do you remember for him that season? What do you expect from him this season?
First of all, when you think of David Johnson, you talk about a guy that came into the league and has been special, since the moment that he stepped foot in this league, not just in the backfield, but like you said, he can run routes and catch the ball out the backfield. And so that's what I'm looking for, to be able to have a versatile threat like that on offense to pair up with everyone else we have. I just look forward to seeing him be special. And, I know that he's thinking to himself, he has a lot to prove. And I love to see that hunger from a teammate.
Yeah, Brandon, I actually wanted to follow up on that with David Johnson, because you guys have a unique set of running backs. How much have you guys been able to, I guess, evaluate or incorporate what the running backs are going to be as far as this passing game is concerned?
You know, no, that's a great question. I think with the time that we're in right now is really getting an understanding of the basic offense, you know, with the new guys and just honing in on the little details. As far as specifics, you know, we're going to have to lean on TK to be able to share that. I can't share that.
Sarah, are you there? Go ahead.
Uh-oh, Sarah, no camera?
I am hidden in the corner of my closet because it's the only place it's quiet in my house right now. So.
All right.
It's kind of creepy.
This is obviously a very different offseason for the rookies especially. What are you telling some of the younger guys, especially the undrafted guys in that room, about what this is like and what they've got to do to make this team?
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing is telling young guys right now to follow around a vet. You know, typically during this time, you have a lot more freedom around the facility to, you know, whether it's taking care of your body. I think it's important for them to understand that, you know, picking a vet that you trust and following when it comes to a routine, so you can be around and, you know, be healthy. And as far as from a scheme standpoint, you know, we don't have too much things to do outside of here anyway. So the best thing you can do is focus on studying and showing the coaches that you know what you're doing. And so when we do go out there full speed, we're not missing a beat.
Brandon, what is the mindset when you're playing with a quarterback like Deshaun, who is known for his escapability, knows he can turn nothing into something in a great big hurry?
You know, I think my mindset is going to still continue to be the same, you know, get open as fast as I can, you know, within the timing and rhythm of the play. And if, you know, if things break down, you know, knowing that we got a quarterback back there that can escape and extend the play. But I don't want to have the mindset of thinking that I have a lot more time to do something just because of his abilities. I want to be able to take that pressure off for him as well.
Brandon, now that you're here, what are you liking about playing for the Texans so far? And how are you feeling health-wise? Are you 100% and everything?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I think the biggest thing that stands out right away is just how much, you know, the staff cares about us, you know, as players. You know, in this time, you come in and you may be a little worried or a little hesitant, but, gosh, they're doing everything they can to, you know, keep us safe and make sure, you know, we got great food and, you know, great training staff, great weight room. I think that's been awesome just to be able to see how organized they are in such an uncertain time that we never dealt with before.
Brandon, a lot of talk from outsiders about your concussions of the past. What concussion concerns do you have? And can you tell us a little bit about what has happened in the past? That is that just things, a happenstance, or did you perceive a pattern there with the medical staff?
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, I'm not worried at all. If there's any hesitation or worry, you know, I wouldn't be here right now. But, you know, I at the end of the day, things happen in this game that, you know, you wish don't happen. But when you start to learn through this process and you really start to get an understanding on what this is, there's so much out there that people just don't understand that goes into it. Everybody think, oh, it's just impact. And, but without going into specifics, I'm comfortable and I feel great. And I look forward to continue to just, you know, do what I have to do and go out there and give it my all.
You played with Drew Brees and Tom Brady as they were later in their career. Is there anything about their approach to the game that they learned along the way that maybe a younger quarterback wouldn't know yet that you could pass on to Deshaun?
Yeah, I mean, I think you talk about and you know, I know you mentioned Drew and Tom, but, you know, Jared was a special guy as well. And you talk about a guy who had a routine. From all three of those guys, I think it's all about finding your routine and what works for you. It's not going to look the same for everyone else, but ultimately what you see from those three guys is how much they put into their body and, you know, their focus on taking care of their body. And as long as you do that, I think everything else is going to fall into place.
Four straight 1,000-yard seasons for Brandon Cooks. That's Brandon Cooks live at training camp. David Johnson, we'll hear from him in a little bit. Third year in a row, David Johnson's been trying to shake them haters off. But four straight 1,000-yard years seasons before last year when he had the problems with concussions. I like the way Brandon Cooks sounds. He does seem like one of those guys that really does have a nice presence about him, can be a leader, and he is a very explosive fast receiver when he's right. But is he DeAndre Hopkins? That's going to be the question that we ask. He's averaged over 15 yards a catch three of the last 4 years. So yeah, he can make the big plays, But can he make the plays that DeAndre Hopkins could make on third down when DeAndre Hopkins appeared to be covered and the Texans would move the chains? Or fourth and two against Kansas City where Deshaun's looking at him the whole time. I know we talk about spreading the rock, but there's going to have to be that guy, whether it's Fuller, whether it's Cooks, whether it's Stills, whether it's Cobb, that when you need to move the chains on third down, that Deshaun Watson can trust. And it's not just going to be relying on the system. There's going to be times where he's just going to have to trust somebody and he's going to have to feel out the pressure.
And I'm really, really intrigued by how this is going to play out. Because that thing, your go-to safety net receiver, unless it's DeAndre Hopkins, and everybody knows that's the guy, you throw it up and you got a 75% chance of him catching the ball, even if it's good coverage. Outside of that, I'm going to be really interested to see, really intrigued to see who emerges. Because you can't predict it right now. You can't predict that Will Fuller is going to be the safety outlet or Brandon Cooks is going to be that safety outlet or whomever, Randall Cobb maybe, whomever, maybe David Johnson out of the backfield, whatever. It's going to just happen over the course of the first part of the season. I think Brandon Cooks, you know, what I took out of that availability, and by the way, we're going to have David Johnson here in a second. Things are popping over there at NRG, so you'll be able to hear it here. And don't forget, of course, you know,
B.O.B.
You can go back. B.O.B. is going to be talking Bill, as baby. Well. But you can, if you miss any of this or have to step away for a minute, you can go to radio.com and just kind of hit that DVR button, in essence, is what it is. And you can listen to the whole show or segments of the show, whatever. So don't miss any, but if you do, you can go to radio.com. Here's the thing with Brandon Cooks today. Asked about the concussion concerns, quote, zero.
What do you expect him to say? You
exactly.
Want him to say I'm terrified?
No, I get it. And he also said that, you know, if he had any concerns, he wouldn't be playing. I wouldn't expect anything less than that. But that kind of ties into what I just talked about, was if he's healthy. You know, I kind of shortchanged him when I was talking about how J.J. Watt and Phillip Rivers and Derrick Henry are the guys that are going to absolutely determine the AFC South. I'm not going to go quite that far with Brandon Cooks, but if he has a 1,200-yard year like he had year before last, if he doesn't have those concussions and has a 1,200-yard year with the other weapons on this team, it's going to be a squad, man. It's going to be a squad here. I don't think it will. It's hard to say, to predict that, given his concussions, but if he does, it's going to be a squad.
I want to make something very clear. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here 5 weeks away from Texans versus Chiefs and training camp going on right now. We're going to continue to go live out there over the course of the show. I want to make something very clear. You can sell me on this offense.
Yeah.
You could sell me on this offense being good. I could be sold. If this was a top five offense, given the investments and given the potential and the playmaking, I could be sold on that. Mm-hmm. I can be sold on that. But you can't sell me on the DeAndre Hopkins trade, because my concern is that because you did give David Johnson the $10 million and because you took that salary back, it kind of handcuffed you in regards to maybe adding some pieces on defense. And when you lose guys like DJ Reader to the Cincinnati Bengals, who was as important to your defense, that's my reservations.
Yeah.
It's not an option for this offense to be good, but I can be sold on it because of Brandon Cooks, because of Deshaun Watson. It's gonna rely on Tim Kelly, but would I be completely shocked if this offense wasn't one of the five best, 10 best in the league? I would not. But the question is, could they have also done that with Nuke Hopkins, and why did you take back $10 million of David Johnson's salary? That's really the question that I have, and that's really my reservations. And speaking of the devil, J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
David Johnson, a man that you say is going to rush for less than 500 yards this year, which I think is a little bit harsh.
Rush. I always like
less
to clarify.
Than 500 yards. I think he's going to have 1,000. He's one of the five highest paid running backs in the NFL. Hasn't been the same since 2016. He's been saying he's going to prove doubters wrong since January of 2018. That is his pinned tweet at the top of his profile. We'll hear from David Johnson, one of the key pieces of the DeAndre Hopkins trade, live at NRG as Texans training camp continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.